I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Parents should be admired. They create, sustain, mold, and shape entire human beings. It's an incredible thing. But sometimes parents aren't up to the task, and they find themselves failing miserably, sometimes with dire results. I'm Amy Patterson.
And I'm Rachel Webb, and we are fangirling over the very worst parents in fandom.
Whew, worst parents.
Worst parents.
So we quickly chatted before we started recording this episode about our lists.
Yeah.
And this was a hard one.
It was a hard one. And again, shout out to Samuel Anderson for suggesting it.
Yeah, we've used like every idea that he's given us pretty much.
Yeah, like, I think so. There's one still that I really want to tackle, which was the food and drink we want to try.
Ooh.
But I feel like in that episode we should be eating it. And drinking it.
Yeah, we'll do an on the scene.
Yeah, we'll invite Kay.
Yeah.
And we'll just have a cook up of fandom food.
Great.
Live stream it.
Yeah, hey, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Maybe. You guys might get that. We're just overcommitting at the moment. Kate's listening to this going, fucking shut up.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't have time for this. It's Corona time. No unnecessary gatherings, no food to be consumed. Anyway. All right. So, yeah, worst parents. Shall I kick off this week?
Yes.
Because what we've done is similar to other episodes. We've just created our lists and we're just going to have a free-for-all.
And we're winging it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
We, yeah, literally do the least preparation I've ever. We came up with these topics this morning.
Yeah.
And not came up with them. Samuel came up with it. But yeah.
Now we chose
like,
it.
Yeah, we're like, yeah, that'll do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we'll do that.
Let's talk to that. All right, on my list, number one was Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood from Matilda.
Matilda's parents.
Hey.
Hell yeah.
I'm so glad we're so in sync.
Yeah.
In sync. Like,
in sync. Like, it's going to be me. Oh, my God.
That just happened.
Oh, my God. This is scary. Head, I love it.
This is scary. But, yeah, those are the shittest parents ever.
Yeah, they really
are. They sign over their daughter. This was the only good thing that they did. They signed over their daughter to someone else. They were just like, you know what, I birthed you, but see ya.
They just don't give a shit about her.
Nah, not at all. And she's got a sibling, right?
A brother. Brother.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're like us. You're not smart, so we'll like you.
Yeah.
Shitheads. I remember being so hard done by when watching that, but Matilda was, like, so nice. And I was like, damn, girl, you could, like, kill them in your sleep. Like, it could have been a Carrie situation going on.
It could have been a Carrie situation going on there. And she, like, she is the poster girl for resilience.
Yes.
You know, and breaking the cycle. She's just Matilda.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. Also, great thing to come out of that movie was Miss Trunchbull.
Oh, my God, the Trunchbull.
Trunchbull. Yeah. I knew I would fuck it up.
Yeah.
That woman.
Yeah. I know. She throws the kid.
I know.
Hammer throws them. The cake.
Bruce
eating
the cake.
Oh, my God. Bruce Bogtrotter with the cake.
Yes.
I still want to eat that cake.
Oh.
Bruce. So good.
And the Newt in the Water. That's a great film.
The Newt in the Water.
I'm going to watch Matilda.
Roald Dahl.
Yes.
Fantastic.
One of the best authors. A side topic here because this is what we do. Did you ever read or watch Witches?
Yes. Terrifying.
I loved that book and then I watched the film and I was like,
it's terrifying. You know, they're remaking it.
Are they?
Yes.
Get out.
Not even kidding.
I'll enjoy it more at this age.
I think so.
I remember I was in, I'm going to say grade five. This is just me being whimsical, cue whimsical music. Right? My grade five teacher did the best books. Best voices whilst reading books.
Oh.
So she had a different voice for all the witches.
Mate, that's awesome.
Oh, it was brilliant. And maybe that's why I loved it so much. I was like, this book right here is the best book that's ever been written.
So it's like she made it immersive.
Yes.
That's awesome.
She was so good. And she was so young too. Like she would have been like 25, I reckon, when she was our teacher. And she was my favorite. Aww. Yeah. Anyway.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, there was a side arc right there, but Witches was great.
Witches is amazing.
All right, who else you got?
Okay. So I was trying to narrow this one down and then I couldn't. Mm-hmm. So I've just put every parent in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. The kids are just fucking running around, running amok.
Yeah.
Nobody's watching
that.
You know,
I mean, like, special mention to Beverly's fucking pedo father.
Oh, yeah. Fuck him.
And then the Munchausen by proxy mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there's Bill's parents who, you know, after Georgie has passed away or gone missing or whatever, depending on what version, they just don't care about Bill.
No, they're like, we lost both our children that day. And Bill's like, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here,
sometimes
Mom.
I can still hear his voice.
I'm not dead. Feed me.
Yeah, no, correct. There's a lot of films like that actually where the kids like run, like Stranger Things is another one.
Yeah. Yes. Like Mike's parents in particular.
Yes.
The Wheelers.
Yeah. What are they doing?
And well, I know what Karen Will is doing. Yeah, she's trying to do Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Which, hey, I'm going to shout out to Nadine Mully because she loves Billy.
She loves Billy. Loves a bit of Billy.
She nude pictured him.
What?
Yeah.
Get out.
She painted a nude Nadine. Billy for her hen's night.
Oh, my God. I need to see this.
Yeah, it's on the group chat. Oh, Amy, look, you need to go in there.
Look, there are so many. Guys, if you're not in the group chat, listen. It's a place to be. However, every time I go in there, there's been about 1,000 messages. And it always does that thing where it's like 20 plus unread messages. Yeah. And then I click it and now I don't know what fucking day I'm in.
Yeah.
Right? So I appreciate everybody and all that they do. And when I do check in, I'm in hysterics. But yeah. I missed all of that about painting naked Billy. So.
Oh, God, it's going off right now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm just going to find this picture for you. But okay. Please do go on.
All right, I'll do my next one. Okay, I have Kate and Peter McAllister from Home Alone.
How do you forget an entire child?
Yeah, right? I mean, I'm pretty sure we did touch on this already, but I'm still not over it.
I'm not over it either. And, like, okay, so we are sitting in here. One of us is a parent, one is not a parent. Mm. Both opinions are equally valid mm-hmm. in this situation. However, I'm going to say that as a child, before I had children, I was like, how the fuck do you forget an entire child? Mm-hmm. And now as a parent, I'm really like, how the fuck do you forget an entire child?
Very concerning.
It's very concerning.
And there's like things like, well, they did the head count and they just got it wrong. I'm like, unacceptable. That's
completely unacceptable.
I'm sorry, but if my parents did the head count, so I have three sisters, there's four of us, and they were like, 1, 2, 3, yep, we're pretty much there, and then left, I'd be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, exactly right.
And then I can't even emancipate
myself.
Yeah, I'd be like, here, sign this paper.
Naked Billy.
Oh, my God, Nadine.
I know.
Holy fuck, this is good.
Look at his butt.
Yeah, the dimples.
That is a delicious butt that you painted.
And the lips.
Yeah. And okay. The mullet.
That mullet is fresh. Oh, wow. I'm super impressed by that.
All right.
I wish I could paint like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, we digress. That's a great picture. Good job.
Good job, Nadine.
So, yeah, forgetting a whole human being is probably right up there on the top of the list of shitty parents. But yeah,
absolutely.
Not that they did anything to Kevin that was shitty. They just, like, they didn't physically hurt him.
They didn't do anything for him at all.
They forgot him.
They forgot
completely.
Him. Twice. Oh, three times. Four times? Are there four movies?
Oh, look. It's like Toy Story. I've forgotten.
It doesn't. You know, but
one time is enough. So if you do it three or four times, you motherfuckers need Jesus. Like, yep. That's fucked up.
You do.
All right. There you go.
Okay. This one I had, it's another Stephen King one.
Okay.
Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, please don't murder your entire family.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of Shining memes coming out now because everybody's been like told to go into isolation. It's
We're
like
stuck.
2 weeks isolation. What could go wrong?
And it's then just it's the face Jack in the Torrance.
Door. Yeah.
I've seen so many of them. Here's Johnny.
Yeah, exactly. So let's not murder our entire families.
That's okay. Another one that's just come to my mind is the Amityville Horror. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
White people.
Yeah.
PSA. If the house tells you get out, then get out.
I can just imagine in that situation, someone's like, get out. I'm like, absolutely. I'm just going to pack my bag. Forgot my toothbrush. That's okay. You can keep it. Why would you stay there?
Why would you stay? I don't understand. I've never understood white families in horror movies.
No, they're just idiots.
And I look at them and I'm like, am I like that? But then I think to myself, no, I don't even sit around a campfire too long because I feel like by myself.
Yeah.
Because I feel like something might abduct me.
Yeah, correct.
Like, I'm that scarred from all of these things.
I mean, I've told you the ghost story of was not the ghost story, but I was prepared to burn my house down and call an exorcist, move away.
Yeah.
All of that.
Everything to happen.
All of the things. It's so scary. Why are you staying and then you murder your whole family?
I know.
Like, I don't get it.
You didn't listen and then that's what happened. Yeah. So, like, you have no one to blame but yourself.
Correct.
I have a funny ghost story that I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God. Tell me. I'm so excited.
This is a different – it's one of my friends, right? So, she lives in – they bought and are doing up an old Queenslander in Stratford.
Right.
Lovely area for everyone who's not from Cairns. But there's a heap of old houses there. Mm. And she has this hallway table that she's brought with her to this house. – And every time she came home, I want to say for like 3 months, I feel like she told me about this, the hallway table had moved every day, like just away from the wall.
I'm not down with that.
No. And she would send me a Snapchat like every day and be like, oh, the ghost is back. I'm like, you are far too calm about this. I would, one, move that fucking hall table outside because maybe the hall table is haunted, or two, possibly burn that house down and start again.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then it just stopped all of a sudden. And then I'm pretty sure like 2 weeks ago she sent me another photo and it was like all her vases had been knocked over. I was like, you've got a poltergeist.
You need to move.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now I'm concerned for her.
Because she won't move?
Yeah. They've just done all this house up. Look, it hasn't happened in a couple of weeks, but I'm like, he or she is still there.
But that happens in the horror films too. Where it's the calm before the storm, baby. Just learn.
I know.
Just learn.
Anyway. We should do a horror stories one. I know we did our Fright Night.
Yeah.
But let's do like share us some horror stories.
Okay.
Okay. Yours will be way worse than mine. You're really good at telling stories. Okay. Is it my turn? Your turn?
Your turn.
Okay. I had Julie Cooper from The O.C.
Right? Oh, okay. I didn't watch The O.C.
Okay.
We have been through this.
Yeah. So she's
this
different.
Is Marissa's mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she's a piece of work.
Wow. Right?
So for that reason, she's on here for being worst parent. She does sort of in the end of however many fucking seasons of The O.C. there are come okay-ish. I don't want to say she's good, but like the first season, she starts off by screwing her daughter's boyfriend.
What?
Yeah. Fucked up. So she's just a shitty parent because she doesn't care for anybody but herself.
Right.
And that's that. That's the tea.
That's the tea.
Yes.
Well, and Marissa's story doesn't particularly end well either, does it?
No. She dies.
Yeah, she does.
That bitch dies in a car crash. I'm pretty sure the actress who played her actually spoiled that death.
Oh, did she?
I remember something about it. It's just in the back of my mind, you know, where you're like, I knew that was coming, but I don't.
And it wasn't like it was hugely in the age of internet either.
No. So
that would have been
hard. She sat down for an interview and was like, Marissa dies.
Yeah.
FYI, everyone.
FYI.
I'm being written off the show, so here you go.
Hi, I'm on TMZ and everybody, Marissa dies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Julie Cooper, or Julie Cooper Nicol, as she likes to call herself again, because she marries a really rich guy. Look, she's a turd.
Me.
Next.
All right. Have you ever seen the movie Precious?
No.
Don't.
Okay. It's really sad, right?
It's devastating. Yeah. And I've got the parents from Precious. I'll put it this way. Precious has two children by her own father.
Oh, my God, no.
And HIV.
Oh, no.
And I'm her mother tries to kill her.
Fuck that.
Abuses her Down syndrome child.
Oh, no.
Tries to drop a TV on her. Forces her to touch her in the private places.
Oh, no.
So, Mary Jones from Precious, you can go fucking die.
Yeah.
Because you are a piece of shit. The father's already dead, so, you know, fucking. Woohoo!
Score yeah, one for
cares?
Us.
Who cares? And we wish Precious and her children all the very best.
You do you, Precious.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, following on from that, I'm going to go Red and Kitty from That 70s Show.
Okay.
Because.
Okay. But I think we need to understand the context of That 70s Show, because parents back then were allowed to just be like, dumbass, all the time.
Fucked and loose. I love them. I'm not saying that they're the like worst yeah. parents in the same sense of Precious. I'm just yeah. like, wow, they really are the
they're,
worst.
They're parents. Actually terrible. Yeah. yeah. They're actually terrible. And like the pure favoritism
mm-hmm.
that each of them shows.
Yes.
Actually, because Red really loves oh, what's
Debbie,
her name?
Debbie. I want to say.
The sister.
Yeah, fuck. I got that wrong. Name is. People listen to us after the fact yeah. and they're like, these bitches do not fact check anything.
No, we don't. Sorry. But the father is really really favours the sister. The mother really favours Eric.
Yes. We know that one.
And Eric, I got it.
Zing.
And, yeah, then the father being like old dumbass all the time.
The eye snorted. That gets me every time.
We were watching, we used to like, you know, when you just put shows on in the yeah. background and whatnot, we used to, and then
that one
Charlie came out with dumbass one time. We were like, oop, no more That 70s Show.
Censor, censor, censor.
Yeah.
I freaking love that show. But yeah, look, they weren't the top of the notch parents, if we're going to put it that way.
No, they were not.
They did clothe and feed and do all of the correct things.
They did.
They were just very sort of left field.
They were very left field. I just feel like when we've spoken about like parents outright murdering their children yeah. and abusing them, and then it's like
Red yeah. and Kitty. Look, I had to just put a little bit of light into yeah. the show.
No, that's true.
All right.
I who appreciate else? That. Okay, so I had the Dursleys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have them on my list.
The Dursleys. Oh, that literally came to me in the car, and okay. I had to like pull over and add it to my list.
Preparation time yeah. on point.
Yep. So the Dursleys, I mean, need we say much about them?
Mm-mm.
Not really. Not only are they shitty role models and guardians for our beloved Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But they are shit parents to Dudley.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, not in the sense of, like, other parents where you think, you know, he was fed, he was clothed, but far too much of everything. You know, this is the quintessential spoiled child.
Mm-hmm. But last year, I got 23 or however many it is.
38.
Okay. That was close. That was yeah. really close, guys.
Yeah. 37.
But last year. We're really good at those accents. Yeah, the Dursleys were terrible.
Yeah, the Dursleys were terrible.
And Aunt Marge, she's right up there.
Oh, gosh. Yes, thank goodness she's not an actual parent. She's yeah. just a fur parent.
Yeah, even being fur parents, like, they're a lot of work.
But didn't she give brandy to her dog?
Yes, right yeah. out of the cup.
Don't
Look,
do that.
That's fucked up. Don't do that, Marge.
Yeah, Marge. Fuck.
All right. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, there's so many.
Okay, who did you have?
I had Cersei and Jaime.
Okay, I also had Cersei and Jaime. Then I was like, should I put – then I erased Jaime.
Mm.
And I only erased him because he was not given the chance to parent
yeah, well,
any
that's
of
true.
His children.
That is true.
So it's like you can't really be a shitty father if you were just a glorified sperm donor.
Yeah, and – like with your sister. Maybe that's why he should be on the list, just to be like, that's a no-no.
That's a no-no. And, yeah, he would only be on the list because he fucked his sister.
Yeah. Dumb. Cersei was definitely a shit mum, but.
Cersei, you know, well-intentioned mother. A well-intentioned mother who has an intense love for her children but is an all-round shit person.
Yep.
She's a shit person, everyone. I don't care.
Yeah.
What anybody – people say, Cersei. Her love for her children. I don't fucking care. She's a terrible mother. Yep. All of her – where are her children?
Dead. All of them.
Every single one of them.
Yeah. And where's she? Dead.
Yes.
Mm. She also died.
She also
that
died.
That was sweet justice. Not sweet enough. She could have suffered more. She's a terrible mother.
She's a terrible mother.
This is coming from me, who is not
yeah.
a mother.
Yeah. No, she's a terrible mother. I'll tell you right now, she's a terrible mother. And she's like, oh, Joffrey was always a difficult child. Well, fucking why didn't you slap the shit out of him or something? You can.
You enabled
it. You're in medieval times. Mm-hmm. You know, or let Robert, you know, titles, have... You know, you let that little girl disarm you. I think, you know, if Robert had been more of an influence on Joffrey, maybe he would have turned out okay. The only one that turned out semi-okay was Tommen, but he was a fucking doormat and ended up killing himself.
That was a sad scene.
You know, and even Myrcella, who escaped it all.
Yes.
Because she was away in Dorne. Even she, because of the actions of her parents and her grandparents, ended up being poisoned.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, dead. They're all dead.
Lannisters.
You're all shit.
You're shit.
Who else did you have?
I had the Stannis and Selyse Baratheon.
Yep.
Yep. You don't fucking burn your kid.
Nah.
I don't care what God tells you to do.
Nah, mate, that's not okay.
Okay? The lady... I don't care if she birthed a shadow demon that stabbed your brother in the back. Mm. Okay.
That happens every day.
Yeah.
Man. Come on.
Okay. I don't care if she put leeches on somebody's cock and then
I forgot about
and
that.
And then you said some names and all of those people died. You still don't burn your child.
Yeah, that is fucked up. Lots of fucked upness in this list.
Fucked up.
Game of Thrones was real rough.
It was really rough.
That's a rough time.
Oh, I should have had Tywin Lannister on there being all like, you're no son of mine. I should have let you drown.
Oh, yeah. That's some good pep talk.
That's awful.
Great work there.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Don't do that.
Just some – back in those days, I wonder if anyone actually loved their children.
I don't know. Ned and Catelyn did.
Oh, well, that's true. Look where that got them.
Like, and they're dead.
Everyone's dead.
Everyone's dead.
That show, I tell you. All right, I'm going to finish it off with some funny ones. Actually, two funny and a serious. That's what we're going to do if you've got enough
there. Go.
Two funny that I've got are Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
Horrible guy. Terrible.
Why would you?
Terrible parent. Lois enables it. She's also a terrible parent.
She's terrible.
And Rick Sanchez from Rick and Morty.
Okay, I don't watch Rick and Morty.
So he's essentially an alcoholic slob of a grandfather to Morty.
Right.
But he's also...
Also, Rick's the old one, Morty's the young one. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Morty's a dweeb, right?
Yeah.
But, like, Rick takes him on all these adventures.
For some reason, I thought Morty was the old... Because Morty's such an old name.
Nah.
You know? So Pickle Rick is the old guy.
Yeah, turns into a pickle. That's Reese's favorite episode. He loves it. I think
that's everybody's favorite
episode. He has a shirt with Pickle Rick on it.
I got my brother a shirt with Pickle Rick on it.
Pickle Rick.
Everyone loves Pickle Rick.
Yeah. But look, he's not a great father or grandfather figure.
Yeah, fair enough.
Anyway, I love him. But he's just a similar vein to Peter Griffin, right? Okay. And the last serious one I have here is Frank Gallagher from Shameless.
Okay. So tell me about that.
So essentially... He has all of these kids, right? Mm. And the eldest just has to look after them pretty much because he's either high off his head, drunk, fucking gambling his money away, doing all of this shit. And he only comes back to his children when he needs something. Mm. So he pretends to get clean, pretends to get fresh, and then it's just like, fuck you, and off he goes again. So he just should never have been a father and is a shitty person.
That's terrible.
Yeah. Yep. But they keep doing it.
Mm.
I know it's hard. Because it's your dad. But, yeah, he, whew, no, sir.
No, no.
Nope. That's just very selfish. Selfish person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't actually watched all of Shameless. I stopped because I was like, I can't keep watching this same thing happen.
Yeah, fair enough.
Over and over and over again.
Fair enough.
But anyway, shitty dad.
I don't know if I have two funny ones. I'll throw in Homer Simpson.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in that
he's
same
a terrible father.
So bad.
Aside from, like, he has his moments that are just really lovely, but overall he's not a very good parent at all. And Marge is a friggin' saint for putting up with him.
Yeah.
Another one that I had that is, like, not so serious but kind of Thanos.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Shit.
Thanos, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I forgot about him.
That's horrible.
I forgot he was a father. He killed her. He threw her off a fucking ravine.
Yeah, and he just does not give a shit about the other one.
No. Yeah. I never understood that.
Yeah.
It's like you got however many kids you've had, you had them.
Yeah.
Why would you anyway?
Why would you never give it? And my last serious one, Mrs. Norma Bates.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Listen, I don't often put on my psychology hat.
Mm-hmm.
But
hit me with it.
I mean, this is just Oedipus.
Yeah.
Oedipus, Oedipus, Oedipus. If you don't know what I mean.
Humperdinck, Humperdinck, Humperdinck.
Yeah. If you don't know what I mean, look it up. It's, you know, it's just so unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unhealthy.
Yeah.
And look what happens heads. To Norman.
Exactly.
You know?
It's just. Nah. Ooh, you've just created that whole situation there, like, for yourself. Like, you've just fucked everything up.
Everything, every little thing.
It makes me wonder sometimes why people have children. Like,
yeah.
If they're like, maybe they're not in the right sense to understand.
They're not
that
in
that's
the right frame of mind.
Mm, obviously, yeah. Especially Clearly. Not her.
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
Batshit crazy.
It's a good one to end on, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm really proud of us.
We did it.
Yeah. And before we recorded, we were like, I don't know how much content we're going to produce out of this. Listen to us go.
For like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we're on fire. Well, look, we did have some fillers in there and some ghost stories. It was a good time.
It was a good time. We always have a good time, Amy, though.
Yeah, we do. Who am I kidding? I live for this shit. All right. Are we done then for this week?
Yeah.
All right, that is it. We'll be back for another episode next week. But in the meantime, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and help support the show.
And if you want to check out the other great shows on our network, head to ccradio.com.au.
And finally, make sure you join our fangirling fan group on Facebook.
That's it. As always, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Amy.
And we just fangirled.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.